Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level 3, Tony Finn with us. I am Gabe Morenci. Raptors rolled the Magic, but I tell you what, Markelle Fultz is actually looking pretty good. Good for him. All right, so we gave you an AFL pick earlier, and we said let's take Great Western Sydney on the money line. They were minus 167. They're now minus 1,100. They are winning 34-3. I would caution that there's a lot of crazy comebacks and swings in the AFL, but whatever. We're looking good. They're smoking them. They're in a bad mood. They're a better team. We'll get back to the AFL later. We'll throw another pick at you, see if we can casually just dip a throw. Boom. Quick strike, quick win. I need it, actually. I haven't had the best week this week. But we've been killing the tournament, and the tournament returns tomorrow. You know what it was? I was on Texas A&M last night on the money line, and Xavier wanted the buzzer, Tony. And I bet too much tonight on the Stanford-Connecticut women's game. I was on the wrong side, whatever.
Who won that?
UConn.
Okay.
That's two-point underdogs.
Today, wasn't South Carolina played tonight, women's, didn't they?
Yeah. They won, too.
But I got tied up. I couldn't see it. Yeah.
The championship is South Carolina versus UConn on Sunday.
It is. Okay. That was my big. I listened to you a lot this week too, as well. I was listening to you today, in game live, for instance, and a lot of people liked Stanford again. You know.
I know.
But it's so hard to play against.
We got Bird betting against the legends, right? It's crazy. You're right, yeah, Tony. Right. It went from 1 to 2.5, bro. Like, that money poured in on Stanford. Like, people are betting. It had 2 million viewers on TV the other night. It's the women's are getting more attention, and people are betting on it. I talked about it a lot. For the record, quickly, we got South Carolina. We got a number. South Carolina minus 4. It's tough to win. UConn.
Yeah.
Paige Becker. She's unbelievable. And the thing is, Paige Becker's is from Minneapolis, and the tournament's in Minneapolis. The Final Four are there. So, like, the crowd is, like, all pro UConn. Even though, like, they're a big-time school, like, the crowd was really into it. So just for the record, UConn are getting 4 in that game. So North Carolina and Duke. What's your breakdown, Tony? What do you think about this one?
Well, it's I did some video. I did a lot of shows on this game, and I still, as much as I like to pimp and support and convince others that Coach K's run is over and that North Carolina wasn't who they have been in this tournament is who they are now. And their last matchup, obviously, the last game for Coach K at Cameron, et cetera, et cetera. The truth is North Carolina played far and way above their skill set, and Duke just basically laid an egg in that game, didn't shoot well, et cetera. We know this. Hubie Davis is going to play the kind of basketball he wants to play. This year he had a lot of opportunities to coach defense, didn't do it, et cetera, et cetera. You have to know that Carolina's going to push, press, push. But
hold on, Tony.
To play.
Level 3, the quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio. We're not done. We're not done. We got Tony Finn for a couple of more moments. Rob Vino steps up and in. Me and Matias will go over all the World Cup lines later on in the program. We'll give you our best bets for the weekend. Next week, we'll jump in. Monday night will be post-national championship. It's Masters week next week. Masters golf week. And that one I do respect. We'll talk about the Masters for real. We won't just do it in passing. We'll dig into the Masters for real. And then don't forget, baseball starts on Thursday, so we'll really start to go over each team in depth as far as the win totals. I should have about five or six when it's all said and done. And we've got some props, too, like most home runs and a couple other things like that. Maybe some MVP plays that are worth a look. Tony Finn with us just for a couple more moments. And it's scary, Tony, because you and I have broken down the games in the same way. In the same way we like Kansas. And same thing. I think Duke are a better team than they were when they played that Saturday night now. They've grown a pair, right? They're tougher. You saw, dude, look what they did to Texas Tech. They're not going to handle the physicality. No, they are. Williams in the paint is a menace right now. They're pounding the ball inside. They already have a three-ball game. I just think that it's a good – I think they're deeper than North Carolina. Like, North Carolina need Manic to hit a bunch of threes. They need Love to go off again, and they need Bacot. Bacot's not getting 17 rebounds against these guys. You know what I mean? It's a different scenario now, and there's less pressure on Duke. It's crazy to say that, but I think there is. They've already gone through that pressure cooker. Now they're playing for themselves. It is what it is. They're playing with house money almost right now. I think they get them. I like the over the game, too.
I do, too. I like the over more than I like even touching the side. However, I played Duke minus the number, and you mentioned it. In truth, guys, Brady Mann's got to have he's got to shoot the way he's been shooting in this tournament, and North Carolina has to defend like they've defended in this tournament, which is not how they defended. I mean, they didn't defend that well. If they have a soft spot, it is their defense and especially guarding the perimeter. So we'll see. We'll see. I like Duke. I like Duke in the game as well.
I'm not taking anything away from North Carolina. I'm really not. And I've been on them in all four games, so I don't like betting against them, actually. And personally, from a fan perspective, I've always pulled for North Carolina when I watch these two teams play. Exactly. But this is about money. Duke are going to the national championship game. Kansas beat them on Monday. You got 5 seconds, Tony. You agree with that? Kansas win the title.
Well, I say this, you have to beat the refs, you have to beat Coach K, you have to beat the legend, and you have to beat the everything.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Late Night Anger Management Class, the Friday Night Freak Show. This is Sports Rage Countdown to Tip-Off continues. Let's do this thing. Rob Vino, RobVinoSports.com, WagerTalk.com, steps up and in to break it down. Rob, it's always a pleasure, my man. How you doing tonight?
Yeah, we're doing good, Gabe. Glad to talk to you before this Final Four comes at us tomorrow.
Yeah, and a Final Four that we'll always remember, and it's amazing if you're a sports fan and if you're a sports bettor, how you'll be able to remember your life, basically, through sporting events. I know at least I'm like that. And, you know, some games are more significant than others, but this is one of these deals where it's Coach K's last Final Four, and he wants to get it right, and I want to get it right, because I'm going to remember this forever. And, you know, every time they bring up Coach K, I'll be like, oh, yeah, I was wrong in his last Final Four. You know what I mean? So, like, it's one of those things that I remember years, like, you know, 25 years ago, I've made bets, and still, like, I'll see a guy, and I'll be like, oh, yeah, I was wrong. I was wrong when he won that Super Bowl, right? So, I want to get it right. But with all the talk about Coach K, and rightfully so, it's justifiable, 5 national championships, legendary career. He's discussed as one of the greatest coaches of all time. Let's talk about Coach Jay Wright, and let's get into what you and I do and what people tuning in do. And it's amazing. 19-4 against the spread in his last 23 NCAA tournament games, which is just, you know, unbelievable. But it's not just that. The last 10 years, The last 10 years, Jay Wright is the number one ATS coach in the country at 202, 133, and 5, 60.3%. And he's getting points in this game. Now, I should note, I like Kansas, but I wanted to throw this out there. Just, this is what we're betting against, and I get that Nova have injuries, but, you know, we'll get to Coach K in a couple of minutes, Rob, but what an accomplishment. What a career Jay Wright has had, and, man, this guy's been money in the bank for his backers.
Yeah, it's interesting, Gabe. I've been in the area, you know, since I left Las Vegas. I've been in the Philadelphia area for, I don't know, 2003 to 22, so almost 20 years now. And Jay Wright doesn't necessarily even get the recognition he deserves from his hometown. So he goes under the radar, but he continues to win. And to guys like us, as you said, that ATS number, that's really the only thing that matters. So potentially an overlooked head coach. I know that when you know, when he's the center of attention on a, you know, on a spotlight game like we'll see tomorrow, there'll be plenty of talk about Jay Wright. It's the other times when the entire season is going on that he's not really a story. And it's a really good coaching job he did, Gabe. This is not vintage Villanova by any standard. But boy, oh boy, he's got him back there, and they'll go at Kansas tomorrow. I think my initial look here as soon as the Justin Moore injury occurred in the Houston game last week was I'm going to be on Kansas. The line came out, and I wasn't really fazed by the number whatsoever. And it's like these boxing matches. You remember when Mike Tyson used to fight, Gabe? They'd announce a fight. It would happen 6 months from now. As soon as they announce the fight, you know Tyson's going to kill the guy. But when you get 6 months to think about it, by the time the fight goes off, you think, yeah, maybe this long-shot underdog has a chance. And then he goes down in 40 seconds. I'm kind of at that stage where I'm trying to give Villanova a chance before I play the game. I think I like under better than anything here. I think that Villanova's tempo will probably be the deciding factor in this. I know one thing. If you give Jay Wright a full week to prepare his team to play transition defense and to turn Kansas into a half-court team and not allow them to get out on the break the way that it happened last game in the Elite Eight for Kansas in the second half, I know he'll take care of those problems. So we'll just have to see here if they get in foul trouble, Gabe. I think it's your biggest concern with Villanova. A, you lack size. B, you lack depth. And boy, oh boy, he's preached all week that his bench is good. Maybe we're about to find out how good.
Well, I think that if his bench was so good, he would have played them more during the regular season. He clearly didn't trust them, right? But you know, the obvious take, and we've heard a lot of people say, well, you know, Justin Moore, Moore is out, and their lack of depth, as you just mentioned. And the thing that sticks out to me the most is not only so you lose the 15 points a game from Moore, you know, you lose the leadership, you just lose, you know, a smart player on the court. You just nailed it to me, because I think the kids can play coming off the bench. I don't see, you know what I mean? It's not like, you know, they're going to be overwhelmed. They're going to be able to play. But you just nailed it. Depth is going to be an issue. And if I'm Kansas, I'm attacking these guys, and I'm getting them in foul trouble in the first half, right? I'm attacking them early. I'm pounding it inside in the paint. You talked about their lack of size. Kansas are a big team, and Kansas can pound it inside, and it can also just pop it back out for a three as well. But to me, that's going to be a problem for Jay Wright. I mean, Jay Wright's a great coach, and we can wax poetic about him all we want, but the fact is he still needs players on the court to be able to do it. And I think depth is a little overrated in a one-game setting, especially when they're kids. It's a 40-minute game. But foul problems are an issue, and Kansas are actually a D team. Kansas are playing like 7-8 guys.
Yeah, no, there's no question, Gabe. All that, and we sit here and talk about Jay Wright, but let's not forget about Bill Self, right? And Bill Self in that elite matchup was up against Jim Larrañaga, who in the second half, you know, did you see Jim Larrañaga's face on the sidelines? You know,
they murdered them.
I mean, he was thoroughly.
But they've done this in the entire tournament, Rob, in which Kansas, you know, some of these other teams have had close games and stuff. Kansas have basically just destroyed everybody. Let's be real. As soon as, like, they've wanted to and go on a run, they have.
Yeah, there's no question. They've got their backcourt. I mean, a lot's going to be said about Colin Gillespie and how good he is. But when you have Baji and you have Remy Martin playing the way he is, their backcourt stands up. Their front court, as we've described here, certainly is bigger. I mean, David McCormick has a huge edge here, but there's other guys. Jalen Wilson didn't even have a real good game last week for Kansas, yet he's going to be a threat, as is Christian Braun. So, I mean, they're more talented with what we're going to see on the floor tomorrow. The whole thing comes down to execution. I think back to Villanova-Houston, you can remember it well. Rafi Massimino and those five guys go out and just execute a game plan against Georgetown where they were monster underdogs. Can they execute it? Can they stay out of foul trouble? I think your point about lack of depth not meaning as much is really well taken, because the four-minute timeouts for commercials during these college basketball games really gives kids a chance to rest as much as you want. But you got to stay away from foul trouble. And if you're Bill Self and your team is best in transition, then as much as I talk about Jay Wright being able to design a game plan, he's going to have a game plan to get the board and get out. Whether or not Villanova plays Princeton style here and refuses to send anybody to the offensive glass and just turns around and runs all five backwards, there's potential for that to stop fast breaks. And if it comes down to a shooting contest, I'll say this, Gabe, because here's one point we should bring up here, is that these two games and then Monday night's game, they're played in the Superdome. Again, it's a football stadium with a basketball court dumped inside of it, 74,000 people there. This is not a place designed for basketball. We've seen Final Fours here before. And the first time out for teams, and I get that they have a little practice time here, right, leading up to the game. But when game action starts going, sight lines, depth perception, I mean, can you imagine playing in Cameron indoor when right behind the hoop is the entire student section, no more than 5 feet away. And then when you get into this place, the first fan you see might be 60 yards away in the front row. So it could be an issue here where shooting is concerned early on. We'll see.
Rob Vino, RobVinoSports.com, WagerTalk.com, kicking it with us. I am Gabriel Morenci. So, Rob, we got about a minute before the break here. The total right now, 133, and it does feel high for this matchup. As you know, Coach Wright is going to want to slow the pace down. But I do find it fascinating that basically pretty much 80% of the people that we talk to and that we see and that we hear like Kansas in this game. But that point spread really doesn't move, man, just sitting at 4.5 all week.
No, there's been some pretty good action both sides, and we'll see, Gabe, because I was talking to some.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Somebody today about it, and I feel like as much action that has come in the first 5 days, we'll probably see more than that in action tomorrow. These games don't tip off.
You're right.
6:09 Eastern time, and
Pauly Public hasn't hammered this yet.
Right.
Saturday afternoon. In fact, there might be so much action, especially before the Duke game, guys. Get your action in earlier. The computers might crash. The servers might crash for the main event. Rob Vino, kick it with us late night. Anger Management Class continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Friday Night Free Show continues. I am Morenci throwing it down. Countdown to tip-off is on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. SiriusXM Channel 159, of course, on the Sports Grid Radio Networks. So Rob Vino with us, and let's get into North Carolina and Duke. The pageantry, the history obviously speaks for itself, but the recent history in this rivalry actually speaks for the North Carolina Tar Heels. The Tar Heels, 8-2 against the spread, their last 10 matchups, including the last game in Cameron, although Duke did roll them at Chapel Hill, something that people haven't talked about very much. But there's also a history of this series being higher scoring, and I don't really see why this will really be any different. You just talked about sight lines moments ago and stuff, but I still think think they get there. The last six times these teams have played, it's gone over the number. Duke are on a big overrun right now, 7-1 of the over. In their last eight, I think there could be some foul issues in this game as well. It should be pretty close, so nobody's going to go down easy. So I think we can get some free throws late. I am intrigued by the over in this game. And, hey, it's a hell of a matchup, man. I mean, this is as good as it gets. Final Four, North Carolina and Duke.
Yeah, and where the over is concerned, Gabe, I'll start there. Obviously, we have two meetings to go by from this season, right, which we don't have in the Villanova-Kansas game. And it's interesting that the first game, when Duke rolled UNC in Chapel Hill, that game hit the mark of 154. Game went over. They scored 154 points. So you start to think to yourself as a handicapper, as we often do, second time around, and these games were not spaced out that far whatsoever, that now you're a little more familiar with the other team's styles. The defenses know all your play calls. They know what's going on. But yet the second game got even higher. The second game got to 175, 21 points higher. So to your point of points being scored, it really, all statistical stuff in your handicap probably points that direction. The one thing, again, concerns would be maybe these shooters. Caleb Love has been red hot for North Carolina, right? And then you get guys like A.J. Griffin, who was huge in the first game, 27 points, but disappeared in the second game. But they have three-point shooters as well. If everybody goes stone cold, maybe it stays under. But you have to project this game as being the one, unlike the other one, that's going to get out into the open floor. Neither team really resists getting out into the open floor. We've seen it twice. And, you know, when you're shooting shots out in transition that come inside the paint, Gabe, it's a little easier to score than if you're half court and you're forced to heave up a three with 5 seconds left on the clock or 3 seconds left on the clock. So I would think of either game, obviously, this one would be the higher scoring opportunity. It's interesting, though, that Duke in neither game, and they were both blowouts, right? They're both double-digit wins. But Duke really wasn't able to get to the free throw line in either game. They only shot 8 free throws in the game that they lost and 13 in the game that they won. I don't know if the 10.5 free throws is going to be enough here, but if it's a closer contested game, opportunities for foul shots certainly will be there, especially late. I kind of agree with you. I like over in this instance. I also think when we're talking about side, that Duke is just the better team. You know, some guys bet storylines, Gabe, and we're going to hear a lot about it, how UNC crashed the Cameron Indoor final home game for Coach K. They destroyed him, and this is a chance at redemption for the Duke kids to get their coach the win they failed to get him a few weeks ago. I don't know that I can bet a storyline, but I can bet the personnel. And right now, to me, Duke, as good as North Carolina's look, Duke looks like the better side. I'll say this. They both played good defenses throughout this tournament, but the fact that Duke was able to put up 78 points on Texas Tech and Arkansas, that speaks to the over, and I think it speaks to Duke.
I agree with everything that you've said here, Rob, in the sense that, too, the main storyline is Coach K, Coach K, Coach K, and he'll get credit for the win if they win. But I think it's about the players, and I think it's the matchup and, you know, the revenge situation, not just for Coach K, but for the actual players on Duke. I think Duke are a better team now than they were a couple of weeks ago. I think they've matured. They've grown. I think they're nastier. They have an edge to them. They realize that they don't play with an edge, that they will lose basketball games like they did to Virginia Tech. So I think they found something there. And then, you know, when you look at North Carolina, I've been riding the Tar Heels, guys, and everyone knows I've been all over them, Rob, in every game. I bet them every game. But with that being stated, they're not as deep as you stated. Love has been hot. They count on Manic to hit some threes. I'm a big Bacot fan, but he's kind of shaky at the free throw line. He's not going to dominate on the glass like he has. And Duke also, they're not shooting as many threes, if you've noticed. Against these good defenses, they're not shy now. Like, they've been very aggressive, pounding the ball into the paint, and they can still shoot the three as well. But they just have too many players, man, you know, between Roach and Williams and Griffin. And we're not even talking about Banchero and everybody else. Like, I think they're just better, as you stated. I think they're a better team. Yeah, they lost that last game at Cameron. But I think it sounds crazy to say that there was more pressure on them that night than there is, because it's the Final Four, but I think there was. It's a small little gym. Every former Duke player was there. Tickets for $25,000 up to $75,000 and crazy stuff. And now they've gone through it. They're like, ah, whatever. It's almost like going to the dentist. You know, you already did it. You got to go back 3 days later. So it's like they know now. Yeah. This isn't even about Coach K. This is about me not getting dunked on by Bacon again, right? It's more personal for the players than people make it out to be. I agree with you on that take.
Yeah, I would say this, the counter to Bacon, Mark Williams has been sensational. How many lobs? I mean, I go back to the Syracuse game when I first started noticing how often they lob and he just jams. They have so many ways. I think, and not that North Carolina doesn't, Gabe, don't get me wrong, that they can't score inside and outside. But I think Duke has more players with the capability of scoring inside and outside. Dan Carroll is just an NBA monster right now. I don't know that UNC has that one guy on their team. And if Caleb Love goes a little bit cold, you talked about the depth being on Duke's side, and I agree with that. I think UNC is very bench shy, but I will credit Hubert Davis, first year head coach for UNC, who runs a lot of pro sets that, you know, a lot of college guys don't see, and UNC's finally starting to get it offensively, and they look pretty sharp. Again, they played a couple of good defenses themselves. They played Baylor. They played UCLA. The Baylor game, they just ran them to death but almost blew a 25-point lead, right? And then you sat UCLA, the offense wasn't as sharp because that was a real good defense. I think Duke's better personnel-wise, and in the end, that'll show up. 151 looks like a doable total, but I'll say this. Hey, come tomorrow, like we were talking about, when all this money starts pouring in,
it goes up.
I don't think it'll be available. No, I think if you like 151, you bet it today before you have to, you know, unload on 152 or 152.5.
And especially considering it's the night game, right? It's the later game, so the anticipation is going to build. There's already going to be the betting market that hits this, and it's available in so many states now. So they're going to hit this hard. And then even during the game, during the Nova game and stuff, the promos are running for a couple hours, and then not to mention the bailout, the rollovers. You're right. This is going to get crazy tomorrow night. Something you mentioned, Hubert Davis. Interesting trend here, guys. It's his first Final Four as a coach, obviously. But the last nine coaches in their Final Four debut, 7-1-1 against the spread, which is something that's pretty interesting. But eight seeds or lower are 2-7-1 the last 10 times they've gotten this far. And I brought this up earlier. It's like, you know, size matters. Well, seeds matter that when we get this far as well. In which, you know, Kansas and Villanova, how about this one, Rob, too? One seeds are 12-4 against the spread the last 16 times against two seeds. So it's like not against like all about 10 seeds, against two seeds. So like that separation in class, man, is even a difference right there. The number speaks for itself right there.
Yeah, and just add in the fact, as we talked about a little bit, that Kansas has the, you know, the numbers in their favor as far as players are concerned. Let's say one last thing, Gabe, just to back up onto that Kansas-Villanova game. We talked a lot about Villanova, game plan, defense, this, that, fundamentally sound. But Kansas's defense really goes unrecognized. Throughout this tournament, the four opponents they played have shot 32.8%, 36.8%, 33.8%, and closed with Miami, who was red hot at the time, 34.5%. Nobody's come close to 40% against that defense. So I think that's a subject that's gone a little bit ignored this week, too. Kansas can play some defense.
Rob Vino with us just for a couple of more moments. And if you're just joining us, I threw these out there earlier, but FanDuel has posted look ahead line, so you could bet these right now. Villanova versus North Carolina. Villanova -1. North Carolina +1. Duke versus Kansas. Duke -1. Kansas versus North Carolina. Kansas -4. Villanova versus Duke. Duke -3.5. I personally think we're looking at a Duke-Kansas matchup. But what do you think of these numbers? Any of these numbers surprise you as far as the look-ahead lines here?
No, I was asked that question earlier today on a different show, and my power rating showed Duke on a neutral would be 1.5, possibly 2 over Kansas, so 1 really doesn't surprise me. And again, a lot of that, when they're open to the public for real, will come based off of the results that we see Saturday, right? People bit what they saw last, and so there could be some changes there. But I'm not surprised, Gabe, not at all. And you're holding that Duke futures ticket, aren't you? The last time we talked about this, I think
No, I had the Final Four. I had Final Four.
Oh, okay.
I just had them to get to the Final Four. And I think they're going to win tomorrow. Look, I'm looking at some plus money stuff. So I'm looking at, listen, a money line. I'm going to play the games well, but a money line parlay with Duke and Kansas. So I'm sort of, put it this way. They have the exact matchup at plus 125, Kansas versus Duke. Do the money line parlay, it's plus 131. So I'm getting an extra 6 cents. Yeah, that's what we're here for, right? I was telling people this last night, like, no, you don't do that. Because people are like, oh, that's a good bet. If you like that, it's, yeah, well, you know what's a better bet? Just money line parlay, because it's the same damn thing, same you're making more money on it. So that was my approach. The plus 131 hit that, and I do think Kansas cut down the nets. So I was going to pull the trigger on Kansas at plus 180 as well and have two plus monies and hope for the best. But you don't need to hope for the best when you listen and get Rob Vino's picks. Check them out.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
One of the best in the business, Rob Vino Sports, wagertalk.com. Rob, it's always a pleasure, my man. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us. May the winners be yours. Enjoy the games.
All right, buddy. Thanks for having me. Good to talk to you. Take care.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to the bullpen, Derek.
Hello.
Hi. Derek, this indoor soccer is a new sport. Could you tell us something about it?
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. It's soccer played indoors, like in a hockey rink. Sort of soccer hockey.
Boy, that's an interesting combination. What are the rules?
I don't know, really. I don't care.
I see. How does your team look?
Mostly Venezuelan.
Great.
Always great with Rob Vino. Like a fine wine. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. All right, we gave you Great Western Sydney earlier. You know, listen, it wasn't that bad. It was minus 167 on the money line. And they are winning 54-17. We talked about how, wow, this league, you know, you got to be careful. There's comebacks and stuff. But they're kicking the crap out of them. We should be okay. We should be okay. So they're rolling here. In-game total right now is 158.5. We'll get some overnight picks. We talked a lot about the basketball over the last 2 hours with Tony Finn and Rob Vino. Everybody, we're all in agreement, actually, on everything, which is kind of scary. And I was going to say that I haven't heard a lot of people say that they like Villanova. But there's been a few now. Like over the past, you know, Coach Young tonight picked Nova on our show. There's been a few people that said, you know what, Jay Wright's going to find a way. Villanova will find a way even without Justin Moore playing for them. But to me, I don't think they have the offensive pop. Listen, I think I'm still bitter about the Michigan game. I think Michigan could have beaten them. I mean, Michigan didn't miss a million easy shots and didn't miss seven free throws, you know, seven of their 14 free throws. That was the difference, right? Villanova. You know, one thing I will say, though, and I, you know, one thing I never do, once I say something on the show, I don't like going back on it. But I'm gonna say this, that let's wait for Monday here before we start pulling the trigger on, like, Kansas futures and stuff. Let's get through these games first, because that's going to be a battle. And one thing is, too, I'm thinking about this. I just sort of had a vision of Coach K losing. It wasn't so much a basketball thing. That, oh, yeah, Kansas is better than Duke. It was just that, you know what? I could see Duke winning this game and being emotionally drained after. I think, like, we got to see how it plays out, right? Like, you know, we saw this last year in the Final Four. And I've used this as an example a couple times, but I think it's really, it's fitting. It's appropriate. Is that Gonzaga win was so crazy, they weren't the same. You can't follow it up, man. Even pro teams have a hard time following up some wild win the next night, the next game, etc. Right? Like when it's like one of those, oh my God, that's going to be like, that was a miracle. That's like, you know, like how many times have you seen someone hit a Hail Mary and then win the Super Bowl the next week? Like it's rare, right? Like, you know what I mean? It's the whole scenario So I'm just stating it's tough to really say what's going to happen on Monday. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Like, I'm just saying, let's say that Duke and North Carolina go to double overtime. That changes everything. Right? Like, yeah, I would think that, you know, that hurts them more going, you know what I mean? The more emotional the game is, I guess that's the best way of putting it. The more emotional the game is, like, the worse it is for the team going in on Monday night. Like, you know what I'm saying? If Kansas have a nice, smooth ride, Villanova can't score, Kansas beat them, you know, 72 to 61 or whatever, or even, you know, they just sort of cruise through it, they get it, they're never really stressed. They're not psychologically, mentally exhausted and stressed. As opposed to, like, last year, was it 80-79 in Gonzaga, UCLA, you know what I mean? Where it's like, oh my God, it's 1 point, the last 3 minutes, it's like heart attack for everybody. The coaches are freaking out. The players are nervous. Everyone's like on edge. It takes a lot out of you. So that's what I'm saying. I'm going to hold off. Like, you know what I mean? I'm going to hold off on this. I stand my ground here. I believe Kansas wins. I think Duke wins. Moneyline parlay plus 131. I think Duke and North Carolina go over the number. And I think they both cover. I think both favorites are going to cover as well. All right, so let's we'll get back to that. We'll conclude our picks again. We're going to do a video. We'll do a video of our picks as well, although I can't really reinvent things. Maybe I'll throw an extra prop in here or two for everybody, actually. I'll find a prop or two, maybe most outstanding player. But we promised we would go over the numbers of the World Cup. And we are a man of our word on this, at least. So we're coming through here for you. Let's blast through this. And we had a lot of fun just talking about it earlier, getting fired up about the U.S. group, Group B, in which, listen, England versus USA is super cool. For the record, the English media and the English media and English fans are thinking it's going to be pretty easy. Like, they're sort of like, oh, good, we've got a really easy group. And I think that it is kind of an easy group for them. So I can't say, oh, they're being, you know, whatever. I think it is an easy group for them. But with that being stated, I think it's a manageable group for the United States. I think the United States are going to advance. And they can give England, listen, they drew 1-1 last time they played. What was it, 94? I know we're going back a ways, but I'm just saying, like, USA soccer is a hell of a lot better now than they were then. And people thought that, you know, England was going to kill them back then. Like, it was the headlines were like 1-1 win. That was like in the United States, 1-1 win, right? At the time. Times have changed. Right, times have changed right now. All right, so let's get into this. Let's start off here. England versus Iran. England versus Iran. England minus 250. Iran plus 750. The draw is plus 333. You can comment after, Matthias. Let it sink in here. I'm going to go through the numbers and let me know, like, which one of your best one or two you're like, oh, I got to bet that. Although it's 7 months away, so I'm not betting any of this stuff now, but I've already started to look at the alternate goal lines and stuff. So let's go. England and Iran. England minus 250, draw plus 333. Iran plus 750. Qatar and Ecuador. Qatar is plus 220, draw plus 225, Ecuador is plus 125, and one thing we all know, man, I heard the stat the other day again, and we got 7 months, but the host country always win the first game, or they don't lose. Maybe it'll be a draw, they don't lose. Right, we'll get into that. So just for the record, so Qatar, the host country, plus 220, draw plus 225, Ecuador plus 125, Senegal and the Netherlands, Senegal, plus 400, draw plus 275, Netherlands minus 150. I like the over there. If I see that, I'm like, yeah, I'll take the over 2.5 in that. Argentina, don't cry for me. Argentina, minus 450, draw plus 500, Saudi Arabia 11-1, Argentina versus Saudi Arabia. Denmark versus Tunisia. Denmark, the Danes, minus 188. King Diamond, Merciful Fate, Denmark. I always think about that. We toured with them. Denmark, Tunisia. Denmark, minus 188. Tunisia, plus 275. The draw, 275. Tunisia, 6-1. Mexico and Poland. Mexico, plus 180. Poland, plus 150. The draw, plus 220. Belgium and Canada, Wednesday. Wednesday, November the 23rd. Belgium, Canada. Belgium, minus 350. Canada, 10 to 1. Draw, plus 400. Just for the record, I was curious, and I was like, all right. And they don't have full, like, props up for these games yet, but they're pretty fast with this stuff. They already have alternate goal lines. And you can get Canada plus two goals against Belgium at minus 110. I don't know if two's enough. Belgium are, like, damn good, right? I'm just throwing it out there. So I think it is. If Canada loses, I think they would lose by two to Belgium. 3-1, 2-0 or something. So Belgium minus 350. Draw plus 400. Canada 10-1. Germany minus 300. I think Germany are a scary team. Germany minus 300. Japan plus 800. Draw plus 400. Morocco and Croatia. That's the other part of the Belgium-Canada group. Morocco plus 300. Draw plus 240. Croatia, an aging Croatian side. They're not young Croatia. They're good, but they're old. Minus 110. Croatia minus 110. Morocco plus 300. Draw plus 240. Brazil minus 200. Draw plus 300. Serbia plus 600. I always think Brazil are overrated. Just by definition, it's like the Yankees or something. You know what I mean? It's like USC Troy, whatever, the Dodgers. People, they bet, like, the odds makers, I bet you if you asked an odds maker off the record, if you asked him, do you really think Brazil are the best team? And they'd say no. And they'd say, well, why are Brazil the favorites? Because they're going to say, well, because that's the team that everyone bets on all the time. And we can't give them a big number. Right, so I'm not saying Brazil can't win, but this all Brazil or the team to beat thing, I don't see it. Brazil minus 200, Serbia plus 600, draw plus 300. Portugal, Ronaldo. I am not Portuguese, but I toured in Portugal before, and my father lived in Portugal. I didn't live in Portugal, but I stayed there for like 6 months and stuff. So for the record, I am a Benfica supporter. Benfica. And I am a Portuguese soccer supporter. I'm not Portuguese, but I do. I'm a fan of their, you know, I cheer for them. You know, I cheer for Portugal. I am a Ronaldo fan as well. But Portugal, minus 175. Ghana, plus 550. Those are the teams I'll be cheering for. Well, yeah, I'll be cheering for all my money on, but I'll be pulling for USA, Canada, Portugal, and I think I'll be betting on Germany at 9-1 to win this thing. Switzerland minus 120. Cameroon plus 350. Draw plus 240. Uruguay, I always like betting on too. I know they're not as good now as they have been, but they're really hard to score on, and they're a good tournament team. Like, any of these guys always go far in these things. They just find a way. Like, 0-0, 1-0, they find a way. Uruguay, minus 125. South Korea, plus 350. Draw, plus 250. What do you think, Matthias? What are your best bets here? What matches do you want to bet on the most right now if they were this weekend?
Gabe, I like some of these numbers. And you know what? One of the ones that stood out to me the most was actually Denmark over Tunis. Tunisia, minus 188 on the money line. I think Denmark carries that momentum from the Euros. I think Eriksen comes into the lineup and brings a big spark into Denmark. You know, this team's going to come with a lot of confidence. And I think they start the tournament off with a victory over Tunisia. And you know what? I would love to sprinkle some of that Morocco plus 300 over Croatia. Like you said, an aging Croatian team. Morocco, lots of French descent players. Morocco has some speed as well. They were dangerous in previous World Cups, man, and they'll try to make some noise. Brazil at minus 200 over Serbia. I would love to parlay that, you know, with maybe Argentina money line over Saudi Arabia as well. And like you said, Canada-Belgium – or no, you didn't say that one. I like the Canada-Belgium over as well.
Canada-Belgium over. Now let's see what the total is. Over 2.5, Canada-Belgium minus 150. Yeah, I can't see how there's not going to be goals. Like, Belgium are going to score. Canada were great in CONCACAF. They're a little, they give up scoring opportunities, though.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Don't worry, we've taken a lot of more time, but we got 7 months to talk about it. I just thinking back to Chile. Remember when Chile, the miners were stuck in the mine for like, you know, 2 months or whatever the hell it was. And after when it got out and whatever, but they did a hype video for Chile going into, like, I think it was the World Cup. And they did a hype video for them. It was so well produced, dramatic music, and they showed them in the mine, and the miners were like, do it for Chile and do it for us. And like, and it was, I remember like wanting to run through a wall. I was like, oh, let's go. I'm going to immigrate to Chile. I want to play for these guys. Let's go. Like, it was one of those deals. But I was also chuckling there. I don't know if you guys remember this, but the biggest porn star in Chile said that she would have sex with the entire team if they won. Not the World Cup, but like a game. She basically said, listen, win the game and I'll have sex with everybody on the team. I think one of the players actually sort of took her up on it, but that's another story. All right,
Arturo Vidal. I think that was
You remember that? Yeah, yeah. Like, he called her bluff. They won. He actually said, hey, yo, how you doing? They went out and stuff. He said, hey, you remember you said... Yeah, you remember that, huh? That was funny.
Of course. Half my family lives in Chile. I'm Chilean and Argentinian. I'm right in the middle.
That's what I love about the World Cup, the passion. She said, I'll have sex with everybody. Anyone on the team who wants to have sex with me. But you guys need to win the game. She's a big fan. You need to win, though.
I think wasn't that in 2014 when they beat Spain, in 2010 when they beat Spain?
I think it was the same time. I don't know. They were good, right? They were always in these things. I think it was the one after the mine. I don't remember what year the mine was in. Doesn't feel like it was that long ago. Maybe it was. All right, who are you taking, Matias? No, give me the teams. Kansas, Duke, Villanova, who you got tomorrow?
Oh, I got Kansas and I got North Carolina, Gabe. I think North Carolina takes that game.
All right. Kansas and North Carolina. All right. I say it's Kansas versus Duke on Monday. Said we're not going to worry about who's going to win on Monday until Monday. God willing that we're all here. Follow me on Twitter at SportsRage. I'll have a bunch of picks and props and stuff. And, hey, man, next week we got the Masters. We got Major League Baseball. NBA playoffs are coming. Other night, director Owen.
Hey, guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.